Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mass.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
But I'll probably hate it.
All right, fourth and final hour. Brady intimates he's not only showing up to training camp, Matt. I mean, Jimmy Stewart's been asking this mockingly all week, sort of inquisiting. I don't know what I meant to say there. Just sort of.
Are we sure he's going to show up to camp?
Exactly. Alluding to the fact he might not.
I mean, we got an announcement about Gronk.
Okay.
You know, is this Brady's announcement?
Is Brady showing up to camp? Not only is he going to show up to camp, Stu, it sounds like he's going to show up to camp early.
We'll see.
Sounds like he's going to show up to camp early. What does it mean? What does it mean?
Oh, he means he's got to get a little extra time on the treadmill or the bike. That's what it means.
You really do have to stop with
that. Yeah, now you do, because there's now been another photo that's popped up with them celebrating one of them, probably Giselle's birthday, because he's not 41 until next month. And it's a side photo.
Okay.
He's thin, man.
But you know what bothers me? And I don't know, Vinny, we can show that one because we don't have to pay for that, right? That was on Brady's official Instagram.
Yeah, yesterday.
Or her official Instagram or someone's official Instagram. It's her 38th birthday, and again, they're kissing again. Like, all the kissing is a little annoying. It's like...
That's what couples do.
No, it's not. It's not what married couples do.
They just yell at each other all the time.
Basically,
for
yes.
For the most part, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
There's not a lot of kissing. You'll find, you know...
This miserable life that both of you lead.
It's not miserable. It's just there's no kissing. After a while, there's just no kissing.
We're adults, Murray.
Married adults. So it's like all the kissing. It's like it's so fake, or it feels fake, or just unrelatable.
It's for show.
Your wife calls you lover pie,
but she doesn't kiss me. I don't get any kissing. There's no making out in the Felger household. I
think I saw it at Game 7 in the luxury suite of the Celtics.
There was definitely not. You think we didn't kiss?
There's a lot of hand on Felger.
Okay, well maybe she'll put my hand on her. But there's no kissing. Except these two.
Okay, lover pie.
Kissy faces. So now you threw me off, Jimmy. Oh, so anyway.
The Instagram post.
So there's another photo of them on the beach kissing, and they both look great. Like, there's not an ounce of fat, and she's got a great little tush shot, and they look great. There it is. Thank you, Vinny, here on the NBC Sports Boston.
Yeah, where's the fat now, Maz?
No fat there, and...
How do we know that that's actually the recent photo?
Listen, and her bucket looks tremendous, and this sort of bucket, it's like, when you set up your own Instagram photo, like, aren't there filters and things of this nature?
Yeah.
You could change the lighting, or change this, and do this, and do that. Like, those TMZ photos were taken by some, you know, a-hole on the beach with a camera phone.
Which means it's real.
And you got sort of the real thing, which, you know, even she looked a little... different. She looked more 40. You know, she looked more, I'm 38, whatever. She looked more her age than she does in this. It's like all these Instagram and all these photos that are put on there. And my wife does it too. So I guess the Felgers are guilty too. Like, they're not realistic because they don't put you in you choose the angle. You can filter it and futz with it and make it look a certain way. Where the real photos, where it's just the real you in a real shot, none look so good. Even people like Tom Brady and Giselle Bündchen. I was like, all these photos are, in a fashion, fake. I don't know. That's just my little rant.
Well, they're doctored. I mean, in one way.
She does have a fabulous bucket. Like, I got a lot of respect for her fitness. Like, that's good.
She was never my speed.
Two kids, 38. And Maz is unbelievable.
I've never been a Giselle guy. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to have insulted you.
It's insulting.
I'm not telling you she's like a dog. She's not. She's a pretty woman. She's just not my thing.
Okay. So apparently, all that being said now, Brady's apparently going to show up early to training camp. Does that say anything to you?
What, maybe he's feeling guilty? Like, I don't know. I mean, it would have been nice if he had showed up for some of the optional stuff along the way. But is he now ready to get to work? I would hope so. It's time.
That's what I'll take it. I'll take it on its face. I like guys that work hard in the offseason, that show up early and leave late. I've talked about this a ton over the years. I've talked about it a ton this offseason as it relates to Brady. So he wants to show up early and be the first one there and put in a good, you know, a good showing and set an example and set the tone and all that. All for it. You should have been doing that all along. And you have been doing it for 17 years because that's who you are. That's what I know you to be. That's what you are. That's why you're Tom Brady. So that, I can relate to that. I can get it. I'm not going to be cynical about it. I'm not going to cast aspersions on it. I'm going to take it at face value that he's showing up early because he's the first one in and the last one out, and that's Tom Brady. That's what I want him to be. I'm consistent, unlike the rest of you frauds out there who, as soon as he decides to not show up, that's when you say, oh, well, what do those offseason camps mean anyway? Yeah. Meanwhile, the years he got the parking spot for being the first one in, the last one out, you couldn't take your pants off fast enough, pleasuring yourself over how hard a worker Tom Brady is. But as soon as he decides not to show up, it's like, ah, those offseason caps don't mean anything. Unlike you people, you have no standing whatsoever in this. I, on the other hand, have always liked the guy that shows up early, leaves late, comes in the spring, is the first one there, etc. So I will celebrate this and put it up at face value.
You're staying true to your values.
That he's just working hard and he's the first one in the building. That's the Tom Brady I know. And maybe it's a sign, Maz, that things are coming together. Honestly, because if they were still all totally pissed off, would he be the first one in the building?
I don't know. I mean, again, to me, his level of commitment and that's even the wrong word because I don't doubt Tom Brady's commitment. And
I'm sure you do. You have been all offseason.
Well, but when I say his commitment, once he shows up, he's going to play football.
Well, no, but they all do. Like, that's the easy part. The hard part's the offseason. The hard part is this time of year.
Yeah,
that's
but I'm talking about the rift between him and Belichick. If that thing is going to have any impact on who they are or how good they are, it's going to show up when things go bad. Nothing's gone bad yet. Not this year.
Well, at least can you show up and put in the work that you've always put in? Like, that's just step one. So here we go. Step one. Step one. He's not only showing up to camp, Jimmy, he's showing up early. He's showing up early.
So do you still believe Bedard's story?
I do believe Bedard's story, but remember, he points out early in the story that, you know, while the status is quo, nothing has been hashed out. He did say that could certainly change as they come off vacation and get ready for the season. Absolutely, that could. All it takes is one phone call from Kraft to these guys and say, get in here.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's being called in early because they need to hash all of this out before everything starts up.
And again, I will reiterate that a big one is the contract. If the contract, I'm telling you, mark my words, that if the contract comes in for Brady, everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, I need to see it in action during the season. And when I say it in action during the season, I mean the synergy between the two. If and when things go bad. That's when things are okay.
Okay, I don't know about that. That's a side piece to me. At least Brady putting in the work. So, you know, can we just get back to that?
Yeah, but again, the only reason I'm jumping in here is because my opinion on how much his absence would affect the offense differed from yours from the very beginning. I'm not sure it'll have much of an impact on the offense. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But I think if there's adversity, the crack between him and Belichick, it'll show up then.
To me, Brady working hard is important. That's all. I want my franchise quarterback to be the first one in, the last one out. I want him to work his ass off in the offseason. I want him to set the tone. I don't want him on TMZ with the porn star. I want him early in camp setting tone. And I'm just sort of old-fashioned like that. Call me crazy. But I've been consistent about that the entire way through. So if Brady wants to show up early, I'm all for it, pal. Finally.
So does this erase his absences?
No. Nope. But I'll give it, if I'm going to criticize him for not being there, I got to commend him for being there early when he doesn't have to be. So let's go. And I don't think he's as fat as you do. It's a little, maybe put on one or two.
I'm telling you, that first picture was not flattering.
Because it wasn't taken by him or G or filtered through Instagram.
Thank you. I told you yesterday, he looked like Gresh.
But check out her bucket in this picture. So here's Bryce in Swampscott. Go ahead, Bryce.
Felga, how you doing?
Good.
30 seconds. I just heard some clown talk about Marcus Smart for 2 minutes. So quick points, 30 seconds.
Okay.
You said Brady gained a scooch. I don't know what that means.
I
know
just a little
mean.
Bit.
Yeah, a little bit, one or two. He has love handles. What, he couldn't do a push-up or a crunch? And you think Gasp is nuts. He smokes like me and Murray do. I don't know if he smokes, but that's what we do. That guy's crazy. Bill doesn't want Alex out on the outhouses outside the stadium, you know? And Brady, I don't know how you look like that when you eat turtle food. I don't know how you do that. And I'll let you go real quick, but remember, 0-1 in the playoffs, that was me. And they're going to lose. I'm like Murray with that, and I'll call in October and donate to, you know, food for kids.
Christmas in the city, Bryce. Wow, all over the place.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Yeah, you know why he's, you know, he said, I don't know how he looks like that when he eats like a turtle, because he doesn't eat like a turtle. That's why. And I'm not even telling, I'm not even going to get.
No, he said he was eating turtle.
Okay, I'm not going to, well, whatever it was.
Dipped in batter and deep fried.
So I'm not telling you that he's slugging donuts and cream puffs and everything else down there in Costa Rica. Fine, you can have your little fantasy world. Don't tell me he adheres to this stupid avocado ice cream and $50 bag of nuts diet all the time, because he doesn't. He's like any other person where he gets at home at night on the sofa and he says, honey, while you're at the freezer, can you grab me the chocolate chip cookie dough? He's a person. Of course he eats ice cream. Of course he has love handles.
We continue with your wonderful phone calls here on Agenda Free Friday and our outstanding commentary right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, Coach Gase is—he's one of the guys, and you know, he's our leader. He's our head coach, but he's also our boy. So it's cool. It's refreshing to have that kind of relationship with a coach. Something I haven't had in a long time. You know, it's almost like Coach Gase is one of the guys, one of the boys, and you know, you want to fight hard for your boys. And back in New England, is almost like, you know, you had a principal in a principal's office and like that. You know, in a good way and in a bad way, too.
So, again, there's that Amendola cut. It's just a good one, so I've played a couple times for you. Here on Agenda Free Friday, Patriots are on the table. Maz has been all over Dave Dombrowski. That's on the table as well. The Marcus Smart contract got some run today. So, all of it on the table. Here's Graham and Worcester on the Red Sox. Thanks for hanging on, Graham. What do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, the 4 to 5 o'clock hour on Felger and Maz with Gasper is the most informative single hour in the entire market, because sanity comes to the lunatic asylum. And Maz, sports talk.
That sounds like a compliment, but it's not. And you understand that, right?
Oh, yeah. No. He's ripping the other 19 hours during the week.
Well, he's really ripping. Yes, exactly. Us. He's basically ripping every other Felger and Maz hour the entire week.
Yeah, 19 out of 20
summa cum laude.
Huh, Graham? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
Graduate summa cum laude. And you say, you know, I went there too. All those guys are too old or over the hill. It wasn't a big accomplishment. The kid would have to graduate from medical school to get a good job. And then you complain, yeah, you're just an orthopedic surgeon, not a brain surgeon.
Graham, I, what the hell are you talking about? That's an honest question.
Well, I'm talking about what goes on the program.
Which is what?
Which is, you know, Maz is funny because he's so negative.
I'm not as negative as you think, Graham.
Have you ever listened to Adam Jones?
No, it's very different. Yeah, he's not the Dark Knight. Now, my next comment, though, is Man says a lot of crazy things that drive me crazy because he's often right.
Okay, so quickly give me one more point. Graham, what's your point? Quickly.
Okay, Murray, you're the most creative person in talk radio or talk television. You're the Van Gogh of...
Okay, Graham, I'm going to let you go because you really don't have a point. Good
brevity.
God.
Look it up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Murray, you're like, I called you the Van Gogh, but you got two ears. So I think you're more like Rembrandt.
Joey up in New Hampshire. Hi, Joey, on Bill Belichick. What do you got?
And I agree about the creativity part with Murray, by the way.
Oh, through the roof. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, I'm Bill Belichick. I'm going to make sure overruling me on Garoppolo is the worst decision this organization has ever made. How easy? I'm going to trade him for a bologna sandwich, number one. Number two, hey, to keep a quarterback, hey, he's going to go down with the ship? Nah, I'm not going to throw him a lifeline from the dock. I'm going to watch him go down in flames. Oh, yeah, hey, by the way, I'm going to get an F on my report card on the draft. Oh, yeah, and by the way, free agency, down the pooper. See you later. Oh, but one more thing. You know what? It's not over yet. There's yet to come. I'm going to make sure this organization pays and pays more. And it's not over yet. Have a good season, boys.
Okay.
See you in the dump of Detroit.
All right. You think Bill's acting vindictively. Purposely throws a Super Bowl, purposely throws free agency, farts all over the draft, et cetera, et cetera.
That's the best call we've had all week.
That was a great call.
He definitely didn't purposely tank the Super Bowl, but he spitefully benched Malcolm Butler. You'll never convince me otherwise.
I'll tell you, I think there is something to the, you know,
spite with the Garoppolo trade.
Yes, yeah, I do. A little bit.
The return, yeah.
So, Robert, so you're saying I can't keep him? I got to trade him? Fine. Here's your second round pick. How does that taste?
I also think there's some spite towards Brady. You know, okay, Tom, you're so great. Fine. Win without Brandon Cooks. Win without Danny Amendola. Win without a left tackle. Win without your starting running back last year. If you are so good, Tom, and it's all about you, then go ahead and win. See if you can do it.
We've got Dante and Linfield on our Dave Dombrowski discussion. Yes, Dante.
Yeah, Maz, this is completely unwarranted, this criticism of Dombrowski. Looking back on it, what you really have is him dealing a collection of steps outside of probably Kopic for a pretty decent haul. I mean, he's had two pretty good drafts. I mean, granted, the minor league system isn't off the pitch, but it's actually not bad. Unfortunately, the guys are in low A right now. But you got guys like Dalbec. He's got 23 home runs in 90 games this year. And you're going to talk about Dubon and Basad. Those guys suck.
Dante, listen, fine. I'll give you the prospects. I'll give you the jury's out on the prospects. And maybe that's going too far. Maybe that's too far in my direction. You want to tell me that he's improved the team? He has. Have they won it?
Have they won? It's baseball, Matt. It's very, very difficult. And in baseball, among all else, the known commodity is so much more valuable than kids you have no idea about.
Okay, so it is difficult. So why has Theo Epstein been able to ring 3 World Series? Why has Brian Cashman been able to win 4? Why has Brian Sabian been able to win 3 in the same period of time where Dave Dombrowski has won 0?
Because in the draft, Chris Bryant hit, Schwarber hit, Baez hit on all his draft picks. Dombrowski's draft picks are still too young. Time is too early to tell, all right?
And his draft picks are still too young. Jay Groom's hurt, and some of this goes before him, but Trey Ball sucks. Chavis has been popped for PEDs, and again, these aren't all his guys, okay? But they haven't replenished a lot of what they have. Look, I hear you. You're in on the Red Sox, and you should be. I don't think it's wrong to look at Dave Dombrowski's resume over his major league career, not just his Red Sox career, and wonder whether the myth equals the reality. Because the reality is he won once 21 years ago.
Here is a Vic in Virginia on Tom Brady's alleged weight gain. Yes, Vic.
Maz Felger, calm down. It's just a ploy. So Tom can show him being from fat to fit. It's trying to rebrand the TB12 method. Edelman tarnished it, so now it's time to rebrand it from him being fat to fit.
Well, there is I don't know if that's a joke or not. There was a caller to the midday, and there's a cynical way to look at it, and that is Brady's trainer. Well, one of Brady's trainer's other clients gets popped for PEDs, and suddenly Brady loses a little shape. He's not quite as tight. Like, that's what the caller implied. That.
Yeah, isn't that he's off the stuff.
Isn't that a coincidence? That the trainer or one of the trainer's prominent clients gets popped, the trainer gets sort of linked to a PED case, and suddenly Brady's not quite as ripped. It's a cynical way to look at it. That was what the caller said in the midday.
But he's coming to camp early, right? Jelly Roll's walking in what day of the week here?
I am all for the starting quarterback showing up early and being the first one in the building. All for it. Always have been all for it, Tom. Finally, it's about time. Where have you been? Wayne and Grafton on the Jimmy Garoppolo date. Wayne, we got our finger on the button, okay, buddy? You just got to be careful.
I'm sure you do. PG-13, I think. I mean, he's a big boy. He should be able, to do what he wants. But he's got this girlfriend, and Murray can attest to this. He should look up, Jenna Hayes. Jimmy should take care of himself. I mean, he has to focus on the year ahead of himself. He has to be in charge of everything. I mean, he starts hanging around with her. She starts flapping those two milk duds around. Those are lethal weapons. They could take out an eye, give him a concussion. Just thinking about it is giving me moving in my shorts. So I got to go, guys. Peace out.
Okay, Wayne, see? That was mostly on this side of the line.
Those things aren't milk duds.
Billy Lanny did print out a survey of the top 10 MILF porn stars.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Garoppolo's gal's not on it.
These are American.
Oh.
I'm assuming, because it says right under it, related list, British.
Oh. And Garoppolo's gal is...
Oh, I have no idea. No, I think she's American. Oh, she's Hispanic. Isn't she Hispanic?
I don't know. I never heard of her. But she didn't make the list. Maz has a problem with the quality of the date.
Oh, for sure.
Maz
he
has a problem with,
better
with the quality of the specific porn star.
I mean, look at some of the pictures that Jimmy Billy.
Go ahead.
That Billy included in this top 10 list he gave us.
Stunning. But I'm sure if you posed her just right, she'd look different too.
Oh, see, I disagree with you.
I think we're learning from the Instagram photos. It's all about sort of lighting and posing and all of that.
Yeah, not necessarily.
A big factor.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in this case. I mean, I just don't think she's in this class. She's not top 10.
Well, she's not on the list. That I can tell you.
I just, you know, and again, look, I suppose, you know, if a guy's got a fetish, he's got a fetish. He's wired a certain way. What are you going to do?
He likes big, beautiful gals with huge breasts. Is that considered a fetish?
Okay, but how old's Garoppolo?
That's not really a fetish.
Is Garoppolo 26?
Or whatever it is.
26. Okay, he's 26 years old.
He likes older women with huge breasts and who are beautiful. That's a fetish?
So he couldn't like younger?
That's not a fetish. Fetish are like, you know, furries. Like, that's a fetish.
Well, no, an older woman could be a fetish. He could have.
I don't
like
consider that a fetish.
He could have a mommy thing. He could be a little bit of it. It could be a fetish thing. I don't know. I'm just telling you. I mean, if it's a milk duds thing, there's plenty of young women with big milk duds.
The definition does include abnormal degree to a particular object or item of clothing or part of the body.
Okay, so there you go.
Big breasts don't count. That's become standard operating procedure.
But if they're abnormally sized.
Here's an update. Let's just go to the update, shall we?
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta?
Janta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It'll go over like a fart in church if you're sitting down Kyrie Irving or Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or Gordon Hayward. Who are you sitting in that spot? So you are now, what, tripling, quadrupling? You're at least doubling the qualifying offer you were going to give Smart. You're paying him more and he matters less. Other than that, I love the deal. Other than that, I think it's a brilliant deal. I didn't realize, Arcan, he was top 25 in deflections. Wow! That blew my mind when I saw that. And I had no idea he was top 10 in flops. Oh, I mean charges drawn. I had no clue he was that high up. Wow. Make sure you give that guy $13 million a year so he can sit the bench to start the game and sit the bench to finish the game. Brilliant contract, Danny. I love it. Wow!
I've been told a million times I have to go. Hello, hello. Adam Jones, just wanted to play that one more time.
Wow!
That guy's unbelievable. You think we're bad? Yeah, that previous caller. You guys are so negative. You have no idea. The cloak of negativity that the Dark Knight, Adam Jones. He's been on a 24, 36-hour bender on this Marcus Smart bashing. It is just tremendous. He makes some points, I'll tell you that. And I also like that expression. And one of his key points is that they're paying him more to play less. He's gonna play less next year. And is he even going to be on the floor at the end of games? I mean, who are you going to take off the floor? You're going to take off Kyrie Irving? You're going to take off Kyrie Irving to play Marcus Smart? How's that going to go with Kyrie Irving, who already wants to be a Knick? Or, you know, so that's just his point. So, I mean, I'm sorry. If you play Marcus Smart over Kyrie Irving, Jimmy, how's it going to go over?
Please repeat. I have a control room full of talkers.
It's okay. Shut up back there, Lifshatz. It'll go over like a fart in church.
Jeopardy Joe Murray.
Unless you have some information on this. Dan, is Kyrie still gone?
He's smiling
hedging.
With a positive look.
He's hedging. Or is he hedging? Is Kyrie still gone, Dan?
Off the record, I think he's gone.
Off the record, as you just told our hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Millions.
And millions of viewers across the country on NBC Sports Boston. You still listen?
Yeah, don't go on the air with this.
No, it's off the record. He's gone. All right,
on the record, I think he's gone.
Here's Joe and Lincoln on Marcus Smart. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, Jones should really think a little bit. I mean, I know with that dummy Brad Stevens, who clearly likes Marcus, but what does Brad Stevens know, right? And that dummy Danny Ainge. But the real thing, if both Felger and Maz, I remember the first couple of years, the way you talk about Marcus Smart, if both you guys have come around, what is wrong with Jones? I mean, Maz never is positive like that. I've never heard Maz be positive about somebody like Marcus Smart.
I mean, he's good for the team, obvious. Joe. I just think it was an overpayment, and the Celts negotiated against themselves.
I agree, and I don't think I think without Brad Stevens, he's likely to be not nearly as good a player. I think Brad Stevens, is, as he's done with many other, you know, Evan Turner's key example, takes players who are okay and they have certain skills and knows how to maximize them. But I do think that Marcus Smart, in all seriousness, he plays much bigger than a guard. In fact, I mean, I consider he plays the Marcus Smart position. He can guard just about anybody. And the main thing is, if you were playing against him, would you want to play against Marcus Smart?
No.
He'd be a pain in the ass to play against.
No.
Exactly.
And Joe, I'm all in on the player. It's just, I don't think anyone else would have paid him much more than 10. That's all. But, oh, well, it's not my money. I am surprised, though. Like, I thought he would have been, we've talked about this all week. Like, what a great signing that would have been for Philadelphia. You're going to go against Boston in the playoffs. You take something from them. You add to you. You know, Philly lacks so much defense. They lack so much
intangibles and toughness.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Thank you for finishing the sentence. It just would have been a perfect. And, you know, you'd have someone to try and shut down Kyrie Irving, et cetera, et cetera. And they wanted nothing to do with them.
No, to me, that would have been a great place. I told you, Indiana to me was maybe the perfect fit.
Another one.
Indiana fits, I think, in a lot of ways better than Philly. You know, the part of the Philly appeal is that they're going up against the Celtics. But what the caller said about Smart's ability to guard multiple positions, including power forwards.
No question.
Like, the next person that tells me that Marcus Smart and Avery Bradley are the same defensive player, I'm going to throw out this window. Like, Marcus Smart's a way better defensive player than Avery Bradley. Way better. I thought Bradley was so overrated as a defender, it isn't even funny. So Bradley had some quickness. You could back his ass down near the basket, and that was it. He was hopeless. You can't do that with Smart. He's way tougher.
Billy and Taunton with the Tom Brady thought. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got?
This one's from Maz. I want Maz to answer this one. Maz, how long has Brady got left in the league?
Oh, a couple years, I'd say.
I say he's got at least 6 more years strong, and then...
Okay, Bill, I'm going to let you go. Thank you. 6 strong. I think the best you can possibly hope for is 3. I think 2 should be the bare minimum, or else he's porked you. You know, trade Garoppolo, the next quarterback, and he's only going to give you 2 more years. That would be a pork job. If he only gives you 1 more year, oh, what a porking. I think he's got to fill out his contract, so he's got 2 years left on that. And then hopefully you can worm 1 more out of him. And that he's not, you know, he hasn't turned into the Pillsbury Doughboy, and he's still putting in the work, and he's still something approaching Tom Brady. 3. 3, that's got to be the trade-off.
I mean, to me, it's been 3 from the beginning. Like, all of a sudden now, because Brady's expressing doubt, I feel like he's negotiating for 2. So, look, and if they get a couple of more good years out of him, then I think that it's a huge win for the Patriots to take a guy basically to age, you know, 42, 43, and still be playing at a high level. That's a huge
stealing,
win.
No question.
Huge.
We've got Sam and Milton with the Dombrowski thought for Maz. Hi, Sam.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, this is geared towards Maz more. I'm just trying to see, overall, do you think Dombrowski's tenure in Boston has been a success or failure? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Interesting question.
So I don't think we know yet. How about that?
Okay, so you're not allowed to give him incomplete.
Okay, so I would say up to now a failure.
Incomplete is probably the right answer, but I'm not going to let you do it. Now give me a...
Failure.
I mean, F?
If you're giving... No. He said has been a success or a fail. I'm assuming this is pass-fail.
Pass-fail.
With Dombrowski, I think it has to be pass-fail. He's got to win.
He's had 1 playoff year.
2.
Is this his second or third year?
2.
This is his second year.
No, you can't blame
him for not winning this year. The playoffs haven't started.
No, this is his third year. He was here in 2016.
That was third. Okay.
So he brought David Price in. They lost. So then he had to go out and trade for Chris Sale because David Price wasn't enough.
Fine. Fail. I agree. Fail.
I mean, it part of the
that
reason
didn't take much.
No, so, fail. It's his third year. Fail.
An opinion. Hallelujah.
But, I know.
But part of the reason, part
Jimmy,
of
you're welcome.
Part of the reason you had to make the sale deal is because after they signed Price, they recognized it wasn't good enough. Like, let's not just gloss over that part of it.
No, Price has been a failure, and that's a big one on him. They've won one playoff game in 2 years. Fail. And it looks like they're undergunned here at the deadline. I mean, let's see how they do here, but feels like they're going to lose out on most of the players they covet because they don't have the ammo.
I mean, if the whole idea is to bring Dave Dombrowski in to take it to that next level and win championships, they haven't won one yet. And in fact, they haven't won a playoff series. So, they've won one playoff game.
So, right. I don't judge him solely on that, though, because it is only two going on three. He's only had two cracks of it, two cracks at it. But how does everything else look? Right. They can't go over the tax. They're right up against the tax and they don't have much to deal. It feels like they're going to get outmaneuvered here at the deadline for a lot of these guys. And what would you say his marquee move has been?
Price. Sale.
Sale over Price. Fine. He's sale, Price, 1-1. He's 1-1.
Sale was a way bigger win, too. I mean, Sale's pitched well. They gave up two prospects for him, but they also got him on a great contract. So, you know, they were able to add Sale without really affecting their payroll all that much, which is a huge get. I'll give them all the points in the world for Sale.
Mike and Weymouth, your thoughts.
Hey, guys, I was just thinking about this, about Dombrowski. You know, the best move Dombrowski has ever made is not making a move by holding on to Mookie Betts.
Did he have a chance to deal him?
They were dangling him out there for a little while back.
Were they?
Weren't they, Mavs, for somebody on the Mets? Weren't they trying to get one of the Mets closes?
So, was it Matt Harvey at the time that people were talking about Betts for Harvey? Like,
yes,
I felt,
that was the deal.
So I felt like that was more talk radio than anything else.
Well, but if that was a legit, that's a good pass if that was legit.
Huge.
Huge.
Absolutely enormous pass. And so, look, again, you know, if you're saying he didn't trade away some of the talent he inherited, okay, good. Yeah, I mean, if you want to give him points for that, you can. But he didn't bring Betts into the organization. He didn't bring Bogarts into the organization. If you wanted to give him credit now for not doing what I said they should do, which is trade Bogarts at the end of last year, then give him credit for that. In the same breath, I could tell you they should have traded Bradley. So, look, I'm not telling you he's done an awful job. I'm just telling you that with him, the stakes were high. With Dombrowski, the task was clear. You are bringing him in to win, and you haven't won yet. You've won one playoff game since he's been here. I am astonished that there are as many people coming to the defense of this guy as there are.
They're the best team in baseball.
Okay, but...
I'm not surprised.
But best team in baseball in July.
Well, that's what the date is. Why we can't... That's where we are.
Yeah, I want to be the best team in baseball in October.
Well, we can't... Let's wait to see if we get to October until we figure that out.
So should we ignore the last two?
No. Rayan Rainham, his comment line says he's a 76-year-old caller. He's listened since the inception, and for the first time ever, he disagrees with us. First time, Ray. What do you got?
I told you.
What do you disagree on?
Well, I disagree with the fact that what Felga says is that people 38 years of age and older don't kiss. And I've been married for 55 years last January. I'm 76 years of age, and I kiss my wife all the time.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
A matter of fact, every morning I wake up, I fall in love again.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm a very fortunate dude.
You are. Ray, you Ray, are. Does she kiss you back?
Oh, cut it out, of course.
I was just checking.
Do you Instagram, Ray? You should put that up on Instagram.
Well, I don't go that route. I enjoy the program so much.
Okay, babe. Well, I'm jealous because the wood wouldn't kiss me with a 10-foot pole. Not a lot of kissing in my house.
You know what? My wife doesn't kiss me much either.
There's no kissing when you're married.
In fact, every once in a while, I go over to give her like a kiss goodbye and she turns her head.
Nice to see you later.
Or she says like, no, I just had coffee or I just put on lip gloss.
Her big one is did you brush your teeth? Telling me I have bad breath. That's the one. Did you brush your teeth?
Well.
It's all solvable with a mint.
Ray, I'm jealous. I don't have bad breath. It's just her way of saying, yeah.
Stay away.
Try kissing her by keeping your tongue in your mouth.
Jeff and Needham. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
First off, Maz, really quick question. Do you remember Meg O'Brien from high school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was a good basketball player. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not to make you feel old. She's my mother.
Not to make you feel old. You're cutting up, but she's my mother.
No, I don't feel all
no,
at all.
No, 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 not, at all. All.
No,
not at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
Oh, I I cut him off.
Oh, we lost him.
I meant to bring him back, but his phone sucked anyway. Yeah, no, so our friend's kids are now calling.
Yeah, no, no, and she was. She was good. She was a good athlete, and she was smart. Wicked.
Well, her son needs a better phone. Tell him to go to a different zone or get a better phone.
Yeah, because I know your mother. Tell your old man not to cheap out and get you a better phone.
All right, we've got the final word coming up next. What, we have any fresh material? Any
no, it's a. I've been told it's a rehash of the past. Some of the better Squeaky Mike and Squeaky Maz and Mad Mike.
We don't like to call it rehash. We like to call it best of.
Best of, yes.
There's a different. It's a different way to present that. Meaning this is you. This is guaranteed to be of high quality because we've picked it out of a list of other items.
Summer edition of Felger and Maz.
The best of coming up next.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
Wow.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go, and that's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so best of Mad Mike and Squeaky Maz today. And the final word, we'll start with you, Mike. This is Pick It and Stick It with
this
you and your maddest.
Oldie but goodie, it sounds like.
Jimmy?
Vekin, Rhode Island, go ahead.
My suspicion with this whole going 4-0 or 2-2 or whatever the heck it is, 3-1, I'm so sick and tired of these coaches. They're like over-coaching. They're trying to go tit for tat with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, trying to, you know.
I don't get your point, Vic. I'm stopping you. I just don't understand what you're saying. Do you?
No, no clue.
All right, guys. Listen, what I'm saying is you have Bruce Arians, you have Rex Ryan, you have whoever is coaching the Dolphins.
Yes,
and you
yes,
have,
yes.
Bill O'Brien. What these guys cannot do is squander the opportunity of putting the Patriots in a position where they are uncomfortable.
Okay. I still don't get you. I am.
I'm sick of the 3-1-2-2-4-0, like pick it and stick it. It's stupid to pick games. Stupid. Everyone picks them and you're always wrong. Okay? We're always wrong. Always. Bored to tears of 3-1 versus 2-2 versus 4-0. They're going to play well. I don't know what the record's going to be. If you want one game, I like them opening night because I just.
Pick it and stick it. It's stupid to pick games.
I like them opening night because I feel it's like a premonition. I can already hear Michaels and Collinsworth saying, this is why the Patriots are the Patriots. I can just feel that coming, okay? But that's as far as I'll go with that. Everyone's wrong every time they try and predict anything.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. So just please stop with that. The thing with the coaches, I don't know. Oh, I was also going to say, if you want a second prediction out of me, I think Ryan's going to lose again to the Patriots.
I'm bored to tears of 3-1 versus 2-2 versus 4-0.
I think Ryan's going to lose again to the Patriots. Oh, Brady, well, give me Brady and see what I do. Give me Brady. It's all about Brady. It's Brady. It's Brady. So finally he gets the Patriots without Brady, and the fat ass will still lose. Like, I still feel that coming, too.
Pick it and stick it.
If you want one game, I like them opening night because I just.
It's stupid to pick games.
You want a second prediction out of me?
Stupid.
I think Ryan's going to lose again to the Patriots.
Bored to tears of 3-1 versus 2-2 versus 4-0.
So what season would that have been?
That was the Garoppolo. I stepped all over it. That was the.
Personally, get him going 3-1.
Yeah. Garoppolo year.
Okay. And you were right, Maz. You were right.
Oh, it was 3-1, yeah. I lost to the Bills.
Some quality baseball.
Personally, get him going 3-1.
Quality baseball bickering here in this old and excellent version of Squeaky Maz.
They're tied for the best record in the American League.
Well,
aren't you in Baltimore about 10 games over?
They're ahead of you in the standings.
By percentage points.
That would mean that they are better, wouldn't it?
What team would you rather have? Be honest.
I'm telling you, their lineup is pretty good.
You don't even believe that.
Sure I believe
that. No, you don't. What offense would you rather have? That was the question.
Now, see, now, if you're asking, I'm telling you, their lineup's better than you're giving it.
I'm not saying they're a bad lineup. You lead every offensive category in the American League by like 25 percentage points. It's not even close, Maz. Take a look at the ESPN grid of teams.
Why are you getting angry?
Because I think you are just, you are now skull-ing us. You scored 60-something more runs than them.
We're talking just lineups now?
Yes, for the fourth time. Which offense, which lineup would you rather have? You know the Red Sox have a better lineup than anybody.
It's close.
Oh, now that was a good one.
Was I arguing for Baltimore
yes,
back then?
Yes, it sounds like it.
That must have been 2016 when the Orioles were half decent.
That was a good one. That was great.
See, I don't consider myself to be stubborn at all.
No. You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.